Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Oh,
rain. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Tonight is to get down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and that guy, Mr. DSP himself, that dude, Chocolate Boy Wonder, the Dark Knight. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son. What's good, bro?
Man, listen. You the man. It's Thursday night, Friday Eve. The Yankees are winning. New York's ablaze. I got Van Metal sitting next to me. I got some dynamic poetry that I'm rocking with. And the world seems like a better place. I ain't arguing about nothing. I'm pretty good tonight, man. How you doing, bro?
Oh, welcome, man, to the get down. Doing phenomenal, bro. It's Friday Eve. I got one more day before I'm on vacation from the workplace for a few days.
Uh-oh.
Hey, man.
Uh-oh.
It is a good time. It's a good feeling. I'm excited to be here, bro. It's a good night for poetry. Oh, man. And you know, we played that cut in the rain. But later on y'all gonna understand why I played that cut. But let's give a shout out to our illustrious CEO, one author Larry Maddox, who happens to be the CEO of this fine network, as well as the CEO of the show, of the entity that's sponsors the Get Down, which happens to be Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
I got mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know about these Raw Links, hit the CEO up himself and get you some, or just DM him and say, hey, thank you for Epiphany Radio. Now, if you should happen to be listening in online and you'd like to call in to be a part of this program, dial in 319-527-6300 and please press 1 when you get here so that we know that you want to engage and get down. J-Rock.
Yeah.
Watch.
Yeah.
Watch, son.
Yes, sir.
Bro,
come on.
You want to let them know what we talking about tonight?
Check this out, man. Ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, like we're all writers, poets, spoken word, whatever it may happen to be, whatever you choose to title yourself as a person who places words on paper. Where's the one place in the world you would love to go for poetic inspiration? Let me give you all a hint. When I'm in New York, well, I'm always in New York. Normally, during the spring and summer months, I go down to the tip of Manhattan, and I sit in Battery Park, overlooking the water where the Statue of Liberty is, where the Staten Island Ferry is, New Jersey's right across the water, and just being around all that water and not hearing the screams and not hearing the yelling and the arguments, I can commune with my thoughts. I can really just put together some things that have been on my mind and I'm working on, and I write some really good stuff. You know, and there's a couple of places that I want to visit and revisit and find poetic inspiration. So for me, In the upcoming years, it'll be the Edmund Pettus Bridge. It'll be the Hangman Museum in Alabama. It'll be where Martin Luther King was killed. It'll be where John Coltrane used to live. It'll be where the hotel where Jackie Robinson signed his major league contract. It'll be where my great 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 grandmother is buried. Great 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 grandmother is buried, and whose name is Cynthia, down to my sister, my cousin, and a niece, all by the name of Cynthia because of this one lady. So for me, that's just an idea where I'm going. So where for you is the one place in the world where you would love to take your, I'm sorry, where you would go for poetic inspiration? Excuse that. Van, what about you? What thrives you? What pats you on the back and pushes a couple of your buttons? And where would you, just before we start on the poetry thing, just where would you love to go someday and be like, oh, this would be the dopest place to write a piece besides the 49ers game?
My man. You know, Jay, I actually struggled with coming up with a response here. I did struggle a little bit because where in the world, you said, in the world, right? Because my ultimate place would be in heaven. Because my mother's side of my family, my mother's side of the family is there. And my mom's name happens to be Cynthia. So,
hold up. Say that part again.
My mother's name is Cynthia.
Say it. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't understand why he and I do this. Ever since I met this dude, I find out more that we have in common.
Yeah, so ultimately...
You sure you're left-handed? You left-handed for real?
I'm definitely left-handed, bro. I've drawn a lot of pictures from my kids.
O-positive?
Left-handed, O-positive, for sure. For sure.
Wear Pumas?
And, yeah, love Pumas. Absolutely. I got a pair, throwback pair of the leather ones. Leather throwbacks, they're gray and yellow. Oh, man, yeah. But yeah. So I did struggle a little bit. So I've rested on a place that I would love to go to get some poetic inspiration from, and that is Africa. And that's simply because once I did my ancestry, 33% of my makeup is from Nigeria. My heritage is from Nigeria, so. I wanted to go back to that place, go there and visit, and just soak up everything I can and learn about the heritage that I have no knowledge of, other than just through what I've been taught from school books, and which are fabricated lies mostly, you know. So that is the one place where I would love to go to gain poetic inspiration, just to be among my family.
I like that. You messed me up with the whole heaven piece, but I dig where you're going with that. And considering how tight you and I are, I can guarantee that my dad and my grandfather is introducing your mother to my great grandmother. Cynthia, meet Cynthia.
Absolutely, bro.
And knowing my grandfather, he'll tip his hat. And he's like, so you're the young lady whose son is really cool, my grandson. And it'll go from there.
Yeah.
Too many things, man. Too many things in common.
I mean, you know, what more? My mother never knew I wrote poetry. So what a way to honor her by reading for her in heaven. That would just be, man. But yeah, that's where I was with it. Why it was so hard for me to choose, because immediately that's where I was. And I was already write a whole piece. I said, no, that's not where we're going. That's not where we're going.
That happens. I like the inspiration. All right.
So, who's kicking it off this week?
Talk to me.
Who's kicking it off this week? Would that be you or me?
I think it would be you, kind sir.
You sure? Didn't I do it last week?
I thought it was me who kicked it off last week. Tell you what.
I just think you just like hearing me go first.
I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 3. And if you can guess the number, and I'm dead ass serious, if you can guess the number, I'll go first.
Between 1 and 3, if I guess the number, you'll go first too.
Fuck me. I can't play this game with you, man. I really can't play this game with you, man. Hey, I'm sorry if I cursed everyone. I just can't play
it's
this
all
game
right,
with
bro.
Yeah, I'll go first.
You know I'm analytical, bro, and I use my brain like you use yours. You said you're thinking of a number between 1 and 3. Well, the number between 1 and 3 is 2.
Thank you. Because when I do this with my nieces and nephews, they go, 1, 3.
Oh, man.
See, y'all, this is why I love this cat, because he listens intently, and his mind is always like, this the answer. Doesn't take away my hate for you.
It's all right, bro.
But I'll accept this loss graciously.
My man. Well, I'm going to go ahead and count with. I'm going to step back. I'm going to move. Hey, let's get the spotlight. We need the spotlight. Get the spotlight on my man. Get the spotlight on my man. Hey, stagehand, I'm going to need some mics. Just have them ready.
Hey, yo, Fuego.
Why, son?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and get on down, bro.
Let's get it. I'm going to do this slow so y'all can get where I'm going. I'll take y'all on a journey. I speak in the language of shaman. Segregation preachers in bebop tones over hip-hop samples, doing steps that coincidentally are tribal and yet more ancestral. I close my eyes and I low ride on a slow-walking cheetah through the Aka Makola market, because touching my ancestors, well, that's my target, step into a dark room with only 2 doors, marking the point of forced goodbyes as tears drip in the language of Twi, yet I return to pay homage to the dead forgotten souls of bottom barrel dwellers, where the rocks they were forced to step on into this entity into chattel slavery only have every ship fade into a long lost memory and stolen culture from he and she and they who was once born, drift all the way to a vanishing point that they call the point of no return, where I kicked the cup that I thought was left behind, but I had to keep this in mind and was told that the cup used to be filled with the tears of screaming families who never came back and mothers who never knew their children, who begged for unification from a foreign nation that wasn't her spiritual destination, who ended up strung and hung from rotting sycamore trees where the ashes of innocent dead men pile up next to a wooden cup filled with the tears of those children waiting to bring their mothers and fathers back. And all that's left on both sides of the Atlantic are whispers and whimpers from the souls of the former human cargo. And as the sun changes in the sky from yellow to orange to indigo, darkness is accepted as soft taps from silver heels and softer trumpets tell bygone years along Hudson Rivers, Chesapeake Bays, making musical notes cry out loud, saying to the ancestors in teardrop fashion, I miss you, and you don't even know me. While the djembe drum is being placed slowly on deserted desert beaches, whispering to the trumpets in coded context, saying, come home. We've missed you more, and we've never forgotten you, because you've always been our long-lost child. Because silver slave routes and white waters brushed up against walking stones at Gory Island are my poetic inspirations in teardrop penmanship, as it is humbly written by the great grand times 346 years of he who waits to return. J. Rob the Wise Son.
Yo. This was an exquisite piece of poetry. Very inspirational, very moving, very heartfelt. If I may, go over my favorite, one of my favorite parts of this piece. So y'all bear with me. Where I kicked a cup that I thought was left behind, but I had to keep this in mind, and was told that that cup used to be filled with the tears of screaming families who never came back, and mothers who never knew their children, who begged for unification from a foreign nation. That wasn't her spiritual destination, who ended up being stung and hung from rotting sycamore trees, where the ashes of innocent dead men pile up next to a wooden cup filled with the tears of those children wanting to bring their mothers and fathers back. Jason's tearjerker piece, bro. It's an amazing write, my brother. Amazing write. Phenomenal, bro. You're a phenomenal poet, man.
Yeah, it kind of got to me when I was inking it, because I'm envisioning that metal cup in Africa. There's a place called Gory Island,
mm-hmm.
And in Gory Island, it's they've got these three boulders, and they used to take chained Africans, and they had to walk through this little door that's maybe five feet in height, 3 feet in width. And, man, they were, imagine being chained by your neck and you had to be taught to walk in sync from a plank to a boulder, to a plank, to a boulder, to a plank, to a ship. And this room is about the size of your living room with a small door. And there's only one way in that you can't go out of, and the only way out is on a boat. And they watch that boat sail until you can't see it no more. Hence, they call the horizon the point of no return.
Yeah.
But then on the other side of the Atlantic, you have people who are asking, don't hang my dad, don't kill my mom. And that same metal cup somebody carved into a wooden cup, and you still got people on both sides asking why, and they just want to go home.
Yeah.
So I tried to write the piece to suggest that what happened there was happening here. We don't know what's over there, but they're saying still come home. You're still our children, and we miss you more.
Right. Wow. Just phenomenal, bro. That's what you are, man. That's what you are. Thank you. Thank you for that piece.
Now that I'm no longer emotional, thank you for that. But since you guessed the number that's in my head that I hate you for, I'm going to humbly move out the way. And would you mind, please, please give your gift to everyone and tell us about your inspirational place.
Absolutely. Poetic inspiration can happen anywhere, but if I must go there, a place in the world where I would love to go, to allow me and my pen to merge and become one so I can grow, is to Mother Africa. So I can walk barefoot in the sand and dirt that my ancestors tread upon, yes, Africa. So I can dive into my African roots and understand where I come from. Nigerian ancestry to be exact, and then some. Learn from tribal chiefs about exactly where my heritage is living and breathing through my DNA of this modern day age. Help me inspire others through time and space while my ink creates more metaphors to help expand our race. Allow me to breathe in the air of my forefathers before they were taken into slavery of the country's gatherers, or should I say, collectors of souls, wrapped in African human flesh to control, break a strong spirit with chains and shackles, with whips, just so we could fear it. The motherland calls out to me, for me to taste the sweet nectar of her bosom, just so I can see how beautiful she really is. And my mind is open to the tragedy of loss of life, and time is relatively still in the presence of true African kings and queens. The poetry that would stand next to me to be seen would be awe-inspiring. The architecture and the relics of our history would be reminding us of all the lost artifacts of our race, of our people during the slave trade. But my pen would scribe and scribe so our history would never fade. Instead, we would enjoy the ivory tusks of massive elephants, ride upon the waves of our ancestors' voices echoing through the wind with tribal chants, bathe in the rivers of life with harmony, eat the delicacies from the villages while children play and their excitement sounds like a symphony. And I'm reminded of exactly why I wanted to come here, so my inspiration can let the Western civilization beware. Poem.
You know, this happens with me and you a lot. I can go without talking to you for 2 or 3 days and be like, I got something here, only to send something to you and come to realize that somewhere in the space of time, you and I were riding along the same wave. You and I were riding along the same idea of where to take a particular piece.
Yeah.
But this, my pen would scribe and scribe so our history would never fade. Instead, we would enjoy the ivory tusks of massive elephants right upon the ways of our ancestors' voices echoing through the wind with tribal chants, bathing rivers of life with harmony, eat the delicacies from the village, while children play and the excitement sounds like a symphony. Children play and the excitement sounds like a symphony.
Yeah, man.
This is extra. This is because we hit stuff where we write in extensions of each other without knowing it. Regardless who goes first, our pieces are extensions of each other, regardless of topic and regardless who was writing. And I got goosebumps telling you how much I really dig this piece. But that line, children playing the excitement, sounds like a symphony, that got me. And we would enjoy the feast, the drink of something. There's something that has to do with a drink that we would enjoy drinking out of the tusks of massive elephants. There's a lot locked into this particular piece, and it's locked in on purpose, and I really enjoyed this. Salute to you, King.
Appreciate you, good brother. Salute to you as well, man. I'm not going to do it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to do it. I see what he's trying to do. He's trying to make me cry. I told myself when I come on the show, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. But,
come on, bro, man. Yes, sir.
We can sit here and have all the fun that we like, but there are some poets out there waiting to join us on this journey. And I, for one, am excited to hear the place that they'd like to go, the place that would inspire them.
Come on now.
And their poetry. So
come
what do you say
now.
We go right on ahead and open up these mics and let's get into some poetic inspiration from their place.
I say let's bring it. Let's go.
Absolutely. First up on the mic tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we give you Epiphany Zone, one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. She is none other than Miss V.I.P. Hey, Adrienne. Welcome to the Get Down.
Hey. Hey, Dan. Hey, J-Rob. How are you?
Well, I'm good. How you doing?
V.I.P.
I'm good. I'm a little tired, but I'm good.
Hey, you woke up this morning, so you better than good.
That's
wow, outstanding.
That's right. So,
and welcome to the Get Down. Welcome
yes.
to the
well, thank you.
Yes, welcome.
It's been a minute,
you're
babe.
And oh,
may
no.
I say,
yep.
There's a piece of me that's kind of tight with you.
Because
one, I hear your voice in a long time, and second, I did not know you was rocking that yellow and blue. Who knew that you was say it again, bro? I was like, wait. I know all the roads. How come I didn't know she was there again with bro? But okay, I'll take my lumps accordingly.
Absolutely.
I'm like, how's she in our family? And I didn't know that. And I know all the roads. But again, it's fantastic to hear your voice again. Welcome to the Get Down. Van has a question for you.
I sure do, Ms. VIP. Where is that place for you that you would love to go to inspire your poetic inspiration? And go ahead and get down.
Okay, I think I will. First, let's just put it this way. I'm in the Caribbean, okay? But I'm going to go ahead and start. I'm on the island of Aruba of the Caribbean, under a cabana with clear waters of blue, just the right hue. Small zephyrs touch my face, and I know I'm in the right space. The sound of the water soothes me. I need the peace. The words come in a whisper, ending in phases of my soul, gently floating on my notebook as I exhale. The island is where I need to be. The water grounds me. No worries, just me, an island in poetry. The words will flow from the pages to the stratosphere, touching hearts and minds. Maybe they'll be everlasting. Ask me where I want to be a scribe. It's on the island, under a cabana, right here. And that's that piece.
Wow. Why, son?
Kahuna, Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna take it to Kahuna, Kahama, Kahama, Freedom, Mama, Montego, while we go. Yeah. She on the beach, bro. She on the beach. She the floor deep in the Florida Key. There's a place called Kokomo. Yeah, that's her. You could put the VIP in Jamaica. You can put it in Barbados. You can put it in St. Lucia, St. Thomas, St. John, the island of Martine. Give her the Miami Beach, but let her end the day Key West where everybody gathers at 8:30 and 9 o'clock to watch the sunset and watch her pen some mm-hmm. poetry like this. I'm just saying.
I would love to.
Mm. What say you, Van Meadows? What do you think, huh? What do you think?
Hey, man, I was feeling this, you know, the island vibe where she wants to be that inspired this piece. And, you know, what a better way to get some inspiration than to have the breeze of the ocean blowing in your hair, messing with your skin, and then you're sipping on a couple of Mai Tais or a pina colada, and then you go dip your toe in the water, be like, ooh, I got some inspiration. Let me go ahead and write real quick. I'll come back to you, water. This was amazing. I love this piece.
I appreciate it.
You acting up. You know you dope.
She knows she dope. And may we say congratulations on a show well done last night. Ooh, Lord.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you missed the erotic love zone last night, you got two choices. You can listen to the replay or just tune in next week because they got something good for you. And just to give you a sample, last night's topic was Make a Moan Monday. Ooh. So kudos to you on a Dynamite show last night.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And before we get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, would you mind letting everybody know what you got going on next week?
Okay. I'll try to get that for you. I do believe, let's just put it this way. Next week, next Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my beautiful diva, La Perla Negra, and I will be in the Erotic Love Zone. And the topic is, I do believe, is Tasting Tuesday.
Ooh, love.
I think I'm going to let my for more, but it's the last of the sex games, and your man is going to ask you some questions and get them right. You get that lick. You get that good lick.
Oh, goddamn.
The ladies are going to tell how good we got it and how many questions got right, and the men are going to hopefully write down those questions and let us know where we're right. Just right, you know.
Sounds good.
But y'all better
Sounds
come out good. And see with us. We have fun,
okay.
Don't we,
Van? Hey, I talked to the guy named Poetic, and he said y'all be having a great time. I don't think Van has been to that show with these games. Yeah. I was going to leave that there.
Plays. Yes.
Ooh. All right. Ms. VIP, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor. I want you to stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic, and remember to take your socks off.
Baby.
There you go.
One love, one mic.
One love, and one mic.
Ooh, why, son? This how we kicking up the show, bro? We coming at it. They coming at us like this already? First poet in?
Kahuna. I'll put that in the event page. Ooh, hey,
please,
I want to take you sick of the world, Bahama. Yeah, that's
mama,
one of the event
pages. Mama, pretty mama, Key Lago.
Mama, Key Lago, Montego. Yeah, we going to do that, man. We going to be our piece of the beach.
That's what I'm talking about. While you're doing that, we're going to bring in the next poet of the evening, who happens to be the other half host of the Erotic Love Zone, and host of Poetic Therapy, and one-third host of the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, for real, the poet Douglas, and yours truly, Poetic. We give you La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben. Hey, J-Rob. How y'all doing tonight?
Well, hello.
How you doing?
So
You know, I'm not on social media all the time. I think I seen a video of you driving. using Jersey.
Yeah.
You saw the thing
around.
Like,
I saw it, Jay.
She was in Jersey. An hour and 10 minutes from New York. Okay, cool. Cool. Okay. Cool. I thought it was just me. Okay. Okay, now I'm 10 minutes from New York. Okay, cool. You look good driving.
Somebody want folks outside of Epiphany to even know that. Well, you know.
And then Van, and you peep when she was driving, she was like, I told y'all I could drive.
Right. That's what she said.
That's not what I said, but I'll leave it alone. Letting it all the information out.
Yeah, he
I didn't say who you was.
He putting all your business out in the street.
No. There's a lot more to say. I'm just simply saying. She an hour and 10 minutes away from New York. How come I couldn't get lunch?
I couldn't come over there. I thought about coming over there.
She was handling business but bragging about driving.
Right.
You know what she did, right? She was like, how far is New York from here? She was like, you know what? She was like, I'm too cool for that.
That's horrible. Why you got so bad stuff like that? So bad.
Well, listen. Wise son has a question for you.
All right.
I most certainly do.
Okay.
Miss Danielle.
Yes.
AKA the Dreadlock Diva.
Yeah.
Beloved, the question that we have this evening is, where is the one place in the world would you would love to go for poetic inspiration? Go ahead and get on down.
Please. All right. I will. Much like my diva, I would love to be on the island, but it's the waters that do it for me. So I call this bathing within. I'm resting my spirit where the wild thing in me finds peace. Submerging my mind, my soul, my entire being in the pristine springs of island waters. The art of my soul bathing within the serenity of serene surroundings where nature is being charitable with me with visions of clarity, allowing me to treasure immense sounds emitting from the spirits of breath and water and love and life. Truth infused with pure love through a rich lust. Lush life from the universe's original blueprint, and the wind speaking gentle poetry of Zen as I cultivate the deepest relationship with one, revealing to me that deep within the forest of your own soul is the greatest place to journey in this world. Holding tight to golden threads of existence of the universe being spun by hands of the Most High. Capturing the voice of essential discipline, completely naked and deeply rooted in nature, wisdom, and joy. My footsteps in tune with all that is. This is knowledge of self. And that's that piece.
Oh, wow. Wow. I like this piece, too. She said, you said the title of the piece is Bathe Within?
Bathing Within, yeah.
Bathing Within, and then you closed it by coming to the knowledge of self. This was a wonderful piece. This was a wonderful piece. I mean, I don't know if everyone really paid attention to that, that the title has a closing that is absolutely necessary as you go through the flow of the piece. And that was brilliant, the way you did that. Extremely brilliant. Why, son?
Thank you.
This is all right. Thank you so much for coming. No, I'm kidding. Do me a favor. Recite that opening line once again, please.
I am resting my spirit where the wild thing in me finds peace.
Yeah. Yeah, you something else with that pen, girl.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just saying, girl in slang, because we know you ain't no girl. You a grown ass woman driving up and around 95 when she could have came to New York. But the piece, wait, I'm giving you love. That opening line. I need to borrow that if you don't mind. I'm going to find something to rock with that. But I need that opening line because that shit is sexy as hell. I love that.
Thank you.
And the rest of the piece itself, is melancholy a good word to describe that, Zane?
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
I dig
absolutely.
This. I dig this. Sipping on some sun tea and she's spitting that. She's like, you know, Van, we on the porch down south, and we rocking back and forth on the porch, and you can hear that creaking in the wood. And she's like, "Hey, baby," and I'm like, "What's up, ma? I just wrote something." And she kicks it off, and she gives you this. You're like, "Damn."
yeah, I like it. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Don't be spoiling us with this type of poetry.
That's right.
Spoiling us. I'm expecting her to come regular. She come with both guns blaring.
Smoking hot, baby.
Y'all know I just finished this, right? Y'all give
whatever,
me these topics.
Whatever.
Listen,
whatever.
No, seriously.
Whatever.
I'm so serious.
Whatever.
Y'all give me these times, and I fight with them. All day, I'm like, how am I going to write to this? I want to put people in a mind to understand that you have to cleanse, bathe from within before you can find out who you are. You know what I mean? And, I fought with this. I finally finished.
Whatever. Whatever.
So the pearl in there. Let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany family, the Epiphany universe, the Epiphany Radio for Real Entertainment Network. Let them know.
All right. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am the host of Poetic Therapy. And that is a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversation and some open mic poetry. Now, I don't know how these Mondays are going to continue, but I am one-third host of a Soul Cafe, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet and Poetic. Y'all need to come by, right? Because we got a second half of the show, and it's a segment called Pick Up Your Pen. And that right there, that helps you tap into your creative side. Now, every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. And as y'all heard my diva earlier, we have been playing these sex games for the cast. Month and a half now. And coming up is the last sex game that we're going to play. And this is called FaceTime Tuesday. As she was trying to explain, this is the female version of Throat Him Thursday, where the man gets to ask questions to his lady. And for every question that she answers right, he gets to FaceTime. Anywhere, anyhow he wants. It's just like a, I guess it's an earned pleasure. I don't know. But, yeah. But y'all come on by Wednesday night. Just caught up in your title pleasure. Back to you, gentlemen.
Lord. Good Lord. Well, we're going to send you one over there with your...
Yeah.
Sexy, salty voice,
your,
diva.
Yeah, take your ass over there.
Can, yeah, set that stage to fire, the dance floor fire. You done already burned down two mics. Two more mics, man.
Oh.
Two more mics. Get them up. Put them up. All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is La Pearl La Negra. Catch her. Whew. She will be on this Saturday. Then on Wednesday, you already heard of that show fitting to be nasty, just nasty. But we're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic, I believe we have King Atterbury, the other host, one half host of King and Queen's Quarters. What's good with you, King?
I'm cool, brother. How y'all brothers doing? I see y'all getting it popping tonight.
That's
Van.
Man. That's J-Rob, man. I blame it all on him. He came up
man,
with this
y'all dynamic duo, brother. Y'all a dynamic duo. Y'all rolling as one. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate you.
New form of Voltron.
You
know what I mean?
Appreciate you.
Van said, just read this poetry and follow my lead. So I did what he said.
Y'all don't believe that. I know y'all don't believe that. I already know. J-Rob did not believe in that. Did not believe in that.
I'm just saying.
King, welcome to the Get Down, bro. It's good to hear you, man. It's good
man.
To hear you.
Yeah,
excited
finally
that you're
was able to come through, brother. You know, see, I miss you guys, man. You know, that plantation, man. I finally was able to pick the locks on the shackles and chains. You know.
Hey,
my man.
But you're here. So all that other stuff don't matter. You're here.
No doubt. No doubt.
So as long as you're here, everything else is academic.
Exactly.
It's gravy, baby. It's all gravy, baby. Hey, man. Hey,
it's all gravy.
Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something. Speaking, he's talking about academics. I'm talking about gravy. Let me tell y'all about J-Rob the Wise Son. This prompted me just a moment. Let me tell you about J-Rob the Wise Son.
What I do?
This brother be testing my gangster, y'all. This joker sends me all types of food. In my DMs, I'm like, bro, I'm trying to lose weight, man. Man, if y'all see the stuff that he's sending me, man, listen. He be the reason sometimes why I cook the way I cook, because he be sending me all these inspirations. But we'll get into that.
I share recipes with other brothers who enjoy cooking. That's all. Because ain't nothing cooler than a cat being at his crib and cooking for his lady. And she's like, oh, my God, I didn't even know he could cook like that. I'm going to do extra nasty stuff to him. So I'm just saying, if what I send helps the process, you're welcome.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you. I appreciate you, man. I just had to let the folks know, man. Because, you know, I've been meaning to speak about it, but I keep forgetting, man. And if y'all start getting random food, J-Rob the Wise Son, man. It's just, man, look, just go ahead and just fix it and then let him know that you're going to send him a plate or two or something because I promise you, he's sending it for a reason. Just hey, saying.
But when you try the recipes, do they come out dope?
Oh, man, they come out amazing.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Come on now. Then I'm done.
I ain't going front. Hey, but King,
man.
My brother.
What's up?
My brother. Hey, man, tonight, man, we want to know, man, where is that one place in the world that you would love to go for poetic inspiration? And then go ahead and get down, bro.
It's not just one place, man. It's always by the water. You know what I'm saying? On the sand, on the beach. That's me. Anywhere, in and out of state. You know what I mean? I always get my inspiration right there, watching the water, looking at the sky.
That's what
I titled this. I titled this piece "Showtime." Anywhere that I go, find water. Fixate my eyes on. There's only one creator I rely on when I'm skyborn. As well as have a high on life, it's a place I live in. When I return, it's the beginning, coming back fetal position. These thoughts cross my mind as I watch ocean waves. Opportunity of a good day is where I don't lay. Sand on my flip-flops, damn, I hate them open toes. As the sun beams on me, I'm feeling remarkable. So in and out of state, give me a beach with no chair. Standing like a soldier of society with no gear, only chest to bear with shorts on and beverages. This is my spirit medicine. You know how diabetes is. Looking at chance directly, my hope on faith recycled. Even if I don't try to accommodate, I might do something special as I head back onto land. One thing I understand is I am a real Aquaman. And that's that piece. J-Dub.
Yo, wise son, go ahead, man. You first, man. You first.
So, in other words, you ain't playing. You ain't playing. This, yo, man, this is one of them joints where he's like, oh, man, what they talking about? And they give him what it is. He's like, hey, listen, somebody got a pen in the pan? Yeah.
Right.
Give me an hour plus a pen in the pan. You want to hit? Give me an hour plus a pen in the pan.
Give me an hour plus a pen in the pan to catch you.
You know, you want to hit? Give me an hour plus a pen in the pan. Really, dog? This is what you're doing?
This tonight for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I had time on my head. Plus, I'm still waiting to get on this collab with your partner in crime.
Oh, bro, it's coming. I just got to pin my verse, man. I just got to pin my verse. Don't worry.
I know it ain't going to take you that long, so I ain't worried about it.
My man, appreciate you. Appreciate you. But wait till y'all hear it.
This is absolutely dope.
Wait till y'all hear this. That's all I got to see. Wait till y'all hear this. But,
don't have to go to LL Cool J and go back and rewrite my shit.
Wow.
I know, right?
Like what he did with cannabis and shit.
What he did with cannabis shit.
Now let me go back and get this mic in my arm. If it transforms, it'll turn into a time bomb.
Time bomb. Right.
You don't know that. You want to idolize. You want to socialize.
Yo, come on, man. Don't do it, man. Y'all know that's like my favorite rapper of all time, that dude right there. Man.
Yo, the only thing is, I couldn't do it anyway because I already said to my joint. He's like, oh, dog, you went back and changed your shit. Remember, I got the original joint.
Right. I'm like, yo, what you want, some old LL type stuff, man? What you doing, man? I thought we was better than this.
He's like, really? This is where we at? This is where we at.
Right, man.
Nah, it's going to be dope, though, man. It's going to be fly.
Yeah. It's going to be fly, man. But, man, listen, let's talk about this piece right here, bro. Hey, bro, that closing line, yo. Hey, man, that's a pretty bold claim, man. You said you the real. Jay, he said he the real Aquaman. Forget what you heard. He said he the real Aquaman. Out there being all in. Man, by the beach, man, always getting that inspiration. Yo, if you start talking to the fish, bro, we gonna have some issues, man. We gonna have some issues. But nah, man. But this is speak to fish.
You know what they say, plenty of fish in the sea, right?
Here we go. Hey, man, well, look, listen. Next time you talk to him, I want some fresh tuna. I want some hake steak fish. I want some good trout. Don't forget the whitings. I even like the sardines. I heard red snapper was good. I ain't tried it yet. So go ahead. Talk
snapper,
all
bro.
That up.
Stay away from the snapper.
Nah, but this piece, man. It's not kosher, bro. All right, bro. All right.
Nah.
But this joint right here, man.
Thank you, bro.
Right,
I appreciate it,
bro. Nah, man, we appreciate you, man. Hey, man, before we get you over to the dance floor so you can rock out with Miss VIP and La Pearl and Negra, hey, man, why don't you tell them what you got going on Epiphany and then on your own stuff, too? I don't know.
Well, coming up this Monday, we got King and Queen's Quarters with myself, King Atterbury, and Queen Simmons, 9 p.m. Eastern on the Epiphany Universe. So y'all come through, and this Monday, you know, we're gonna get it moving and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Moment to breathe. You know what I'm saying? That's the prompt right there. When everybody needs that moment to breathe. So come through and spit your hottest shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Spend that moment right there. And on Tuesdays, we got the Poetry Corner. You know what I'm saying? 8 p.m. Eastern. Shout out to Quinn Ford and whatnot. Let's Talk Committee. You know what I'm saying? We get that moving. And every other Thursday on the Let's Talk channel, Poetry Corner, is King's Dream, where I highlight different poets and people with artistry. So, I'm on Instagram, King Atterbury, Inc. Thank you, fellas.
Appreciate you, my brother. Now get on over there, get that dance floor hyped up, bro.
Oh, shit. It's going down. I ain't looking at Kalinda, all right? You know what I mean? The divas are in the building.
Oh, she was here last night, bro. She not here tonight. Yeah,
I ain't got no beef.
We got some new beef. Nah, don't worry about Kalinda, dog. I got Kalinda on Smash. You know, she doesn't drink specialty for tonight, dog. We got Keisha, Angela, Pam, and Renee. You know, those are runaway girls, so you're going to be all right.
Yeah, right, you going to be right. I'm going to go you back
right.
and enjoy
you're
myself,
good
fellas.
Hands,
thank
like
y'all for the opportunity
daddy.
Tonight. Word up. Appreciate
you,
fellas, man. Good brother.
Appreciate
man.
You.
No, thank you.
All right.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies Peace. And gentlemen, that is King Atterbury, one half host of King and Queen's Quarters. Make sure y'all check him out on Monday. Man, dope. Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Epiphany Radio. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and that guy, Mr. DSP, the Chocolate Boy Wonder, J-Rob, the Wise Son, the dial-in number, if you're listening and online. Yeah, man, you did it. The dial-in number, 319-527-6300, and by all means, please press 1. If you're already here and you have not done so yet, go ahead and press that 1, and let's get down. Why, son, how you feeling so far after that first hour, bro?
Man, listen.
I'm all in, Captain. I'm all in. I'm in there like swimwear. I'm getting down like 4 flat tires and going back like rocking chains. It's all love in the building right now. Just to get down. Let's keep getting it. Who's up next, partner?
All right, Tupac, partner, hey, but check this out, man, hey, this next artist, man, that's coming through, man, he is one of the truth tellers in his ink, a gentleman that I highly respect in this community, not just as a poet, but just as an individual as well. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you Kingpin, a.k.a. Double A, a.k.a. Anthony Arnold, What's good with you, my brother?
Nothing much, nothing much. How you brothers doing?
Doing great,
man.
Tonight's
a great
night,
good brother.
Good, good. Yeah, just chilling and listening to the show.
And we appreciate
you. I couldn't ask for anything better. Thank you. Thank you for coming through, and thank you for blessing us, bro. And it's good to hear you.
Absolutely.
And it's good to hear you. Absolutely. Thank you, and welcome to the Get Down, bro.
It's good to be heard.
Absolutely. But I have a question for you, my big brother.
Yes, sir.
My question to you is, where is the one place in the world you would love to go for poetic inspiration? And whatever that is, brother, go on ahead and get on down.
Well, this has to do, believe it or not, with a vision I had here last year. I know it sounds strange, but it's Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I had a vision of me being at the monument for Black Wall Street. And it was like the monument was calling me. And as I walked up to it, I touched it, and I could see everything that went on during that massacre. And I've made it a point that at some point in time, there's two places I want to go. I want to go there in Tulsa, and I want to go to Memphis, Tennessee, to the hotel that Dr. King was murdered at. Something keeps pulling me there, and eventually I'm going to make it. But to keep this, I guess, on kind of a supernatural note, I wrote this piece this afternoon. It's a piece called Souls. Deep inside the graves of the murdered, the lynched, the violated, a stirring takes place. Those that arise are searching, searching for something, something taken, their souls. They look for those that stole them from their homeland, those that threw them overboard, that killed the women and children. To know why the Igbo, a proud people, would commit mass suicide instead of losing their freedom. The overwhelming craving to know, to understand why drives them to know. Why the hatred? As the full moon rises, they roam the countryside, the cities, trying to find someone, anyone, to soothe their unsettled souls. And that's that piece.
This is heavy. This is a heavy piece.
Absolutely.
You know, oftentimes when I read your work and then I hear a piece like this, my soul feels this connection of sorrow. And be as truthful as this ink is, it has a painful reminder to it that lets us know that we need to keep doing what we're doing because it needs to be said. So I appreciate you for this piece, my brother. I really do. Wise son.
You know, every year on the anniversary of Bloody Sunday in Selma, Alabama, the most worshipful Prince Hall Grand Lodge of the state of Alabama does a memorial walk across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. When you start this piece, I closed my eyes because I felt you was going in a particular direction. And with that direction, what you just gave us is something that I would love for people to listen to before making that march, because it's just so heavy. The moment that they're recreating is so heavy. They knew what needed to be done and did what had to be done in spite of themselves. And people need to be reminded. The sacrifices that people made for people who weren't born but knew that they were coming. And before I get too emotional, I'm just going to say I want to thank you for this piece. This piece really moved me, and I'm just in a different space when I hear brothers touch it like this, because we need to hear more brothers touch the topics like this. And I salute you for bringing this to the Get Down this evening, bro. Thank you.
It was my pleasure. It was my pleasure.
We appreciate you, good brother. Absolutely, man. No, the pleasure was all ours. But now.
Very much so.
Now, my brother, it's time for you to get to that dance floor, man, and show them some of those funky grooves. Ooh. Hey.
Yeah, I brought my cane this week.
My man.
Oh, I'm skipping now.
My man said he's not going to do it with two legs. He got a third leg. Come on. Come on.
He's like, I'm going to do the stacky leg for real. Don't play with me.
I ain't breaking no hip this week.
My man. We don't want you to. We don't want you to. All right, my brother.
Don't break it.
Please don't.
My man.
Nah.
but one love, one mic, man. We're going to get you over to that dance floor.
One love, one mic. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for the opportunity. Thank y'all for the platform.
Oh, man, you're more than welcome, man. Salute to you, King. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, our good brother, Anthony Arnold, on his way to the Get Down dance floor, affectionately known as Kingpin. I mean, y'all can see why. Y'all heard that piece he just spit? Come on. Come on. Let's keep this party going, J-Rob. Next up on the mic, we have Epiphany's own host of the Tuesday Night Conglomerate. That's right. I said conglomerate. He got like 17 shows. How do you do that on one night? I mean, this brother got War Council, Honey Drip, Honey Drip 2.0. He got Fly Speak. He got Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Thanksgiving, all that good stuff. He got, man, listen, let's just bring Iron Man on in. Ladies and gentlemen.
He got NyQuil. He got Alka-Seltzer.
Mojave.
He got Pepsi and Coca-Cola.
Tylenol with codeine. What's good, bro?
Tylenol with codeine. We don't do shit. Hey, what's happening? We don't divide the hard drugs.
What's going on?
Nothing. I'm just listening to y'all, getting to y'all bag and listening to this amazing poetry. And so, you know, I had to run through quick as I can. And then there's like a bunch of things. I'm doing triple duty. Yay. Fun. And just rocking out. I just came to Larry, you know, pay my support. Lots of dynamic duo at work. Hardest working. I don't think a lot of, you know, that's a hard working duo, but you know, the hardest working duo here on the Pittsburgh universe, the Get Down, the Dark Knight and Wolverine, getting it in, making it happen. Lights and privileges, dark and privileges. We all here for it. Yay. Fun shit.
My man.
Hooray.
My man. Why, son, you hear all these accolades he's throwing at us, man?
All I say is thank you.
Hopeless personified.
Hey, we appreciate you, brother.
Hey, listen. I'm humbled
that you took the time, because I know you're busy and you took the time to stop by the show, listen to the stuff that Van made me spit this evening. And thank you for coming through.
Van didn't make you spit nothing. You wanted to spit that because you know you don't. Stop playing. I don't even understand why you sit here trying to.
Thank you.
You know, man, this false humility, man. That's not you, bro. Just let it rock. Yo, you're a dope poet, B. I wish I had your pen. You know what I'm saying? You should do a show and say, I wish I had your pen, and then everybody do OPP. Wouldn't that be dope? Anyway.
We did that before, but we could bring that back.
We did that before.
Yeah, I know. I wish I had your pen. And then everybody sounded like that. You know.
I wish I had your pen.
Yeah, I remember.
Write that down, man. We'll put a remix on it. Write that down.
I already am ahead. There you go.
You know, I would like to sincerely thank y'all for coming through. I know Cuzzo, you were still in the lives, but we had a ball on Tuesday. We had a ball. Ugh. It was wild. It was good stuff. You got to run that back.
I know.
It's all right. We're going to catch up with you. Don't worry. We're going to catch you. You know, just Tuesday is a hard day.
I got a purple and gold apron now, man. So,
you're
making demands on your cousin.
Well deserved. Excuse me.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
I said thank you.
Good day.
I said thank you. You have a good day. Okay, so
Van,
let me do this.
You have to ask my cousin questions because we could do this for hours.
So, Javi, my brother.
Place I want to go get a spot.
Tonight.
Right here.
Tonight, we want to know, where is that one place that you could go, that you wish you could go, or the world that you would just love to go for poetic inspiration? Go ahead and get on down.
I don't have a piece that reflects that. However, I'm just going to do this as an inspiration. But wherever the world, Epiphany Radio Universe, the Honey Drippers, the ES fam, all collide, if I could have all of these people in the same space with me at the same time, I would be inspired always. Since y'all are all amazing and incredible, and you lift my spirits, you literally make me who I am. And I would not be anything without any of you. And with that being said, just tell me if this is too loud. Going really slow. Things wrong, the ignorance of our upbringing. We are taught to believe in the weakness of our skin and not the strength of our convictions. We are taught to believe in money and not the strength of our spirit, that our hands are greater than the elements, that we are greater than the wind, stronger than any currents, that we are greater than the birth of this earth, forgetting that when our bodies die, we return to dirt. We, this word crafted by God, given in love, spake soul into the representation of the earth of our birth, showed us worth, that God gave favor that we should savor the breath of light. And this is the first teaching, the understanding of oneness of all things, how you are the living representation of the world that you walk in, the craft of earth, your body, the wind, your lungs, 3/4 of your body of blood, an ocean pushed by a molten core, electric fire of a beating heart in the seat of your soul, two eyes to see the physical plane, the third eye to see spiritually. This with two ears to hear the love of the wind, the two eyes to see the wonder of the seasons, and the body to understand the reasons of this love granted, and a mouth to speak back to the love given, to soothe, to groove this Arcadian rhythm of drum that beats in the throat of our chest, the bless that comes with open arms, and the understanding of this, that this love is the greatest lesson, and blessing that one could ever bestow. It is the heart and soul of you, the drum, the sum of rhythm and heartbeat that touch the soul, and your soul don't run. We, the original breakdancers, backspinning bodies twisted into 16 bars, mistaking whack MCs as stars when there's no relation to the constellation. The drum is a sure bet, sunrise to sunset. The drum is the morning prayer, and I ask God to help me look for the perfect beat. Heart of my heart and the pounding of a djembe, the cowbell stinging my soul, allowing my legs to dance, 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 dance. Play this in a hood, I dare you, to not hear the motherland restrained only by indoctrination, not knowing that your mother is calling you. You don't lack, come in, come back. Feel the drum at the arch of your back, feel the thump in the dip of your hip, and know that this rhythm is eternal. Feel the thump in the dip in your hip and know that rhythm is eternal. It's the soul of our people. It's the heart and soul of you. It's the soul of our people and the heart and soul of you. And that's the piece.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. What
this,
he said.
This was absolutely awesome. And again, I'm digging where the brothers are taking it tonight. I'm digging where the brothers are taking it because it just shows that we can dive into something and be powerful with it. And you know, we're just emotionally tied to this. And we're all connected to a piece like this. Go ahead, I dare you. God damn, man. You got like 14 gems in this piece, bro. That was awesome. Van Meadows.
Yo, so I'm listening to the piece and the musical accompaniment, except I isolate every other instrument except for the drums because it sounds like a heartbeat to this piece, and it gives it a different life. And this was amazing, man. There was a part in there in that piece, man, where you went on. When you were talking about whack MCs, I said, oh, he about to go into rap form. He about to go into battle rap form. But, bro, you just kept it so smooth. The flow was so effortless. And I was just like, yo, this cat's dope. This piece was a fire piece, Mojave. I mean, ain't no other way I could put it, man. And like I said, that music, it was just like a heartbeat for the piece. Every line, every word, every noun, every verb, every adjective. Fire, bro. Pure fire.
Thank you. That's a high compliment. I decided at some point, because someone said, I have a one-note delivery, and they said it to someone else, but they didn't think it was going to hit my ears, and it did. And I said, oh, you just think I'm just in this one area. I said everything is fun until I stand up and start walking in your direction. So.
Yeah,
it's all fun and games.
That part.
Hey, like I thought. See, from down the block, it looked like you were size 3. Until you get up close, yeah. And you're like, oh, he wearing a size. Oh, those real shoes.
Yeah, you have to tell people.
You gonna,
it's all
you gonna put them in my ass?
Yeah, it's fun and games. I said me staying over here kept you safe. I eat people for fun. I'm a bear. This is what we do. We don't fuck around. You know, we'll find your bones in my shit sometime. Let's not do this unless you really want to. You know, because I don't really have the time. You know, but if you talk shit, then, you know, it's not that it bothers me. You just have to understand. I have layers upon layers upon layers. And I didn't do this. I didn't appear here yesterday. I didn't happen upon an app. Everything and everyone around me is real as your breath, point blank. Everybody on the Pippi Ray universe, top to bottom, solid, real as your breath. Everybody, every single person. I don't surround myself with fools. I surround myself with champions, winners, thinkers, doers, makers, breakers if they have to. So I'm just speaking it out loud because I know my word travels.
My man. Now, my brother, can you let everybody know what you got going on this coming Tuesday? Woo-hoo, I'm so excited for this.
Ooh, wait a second. Ooh, hold on. Let me get this. Get this going. This is a joint, too. This Tuesday on the 50 Radio Universe for Real Entertainment Network, we are going to have War Council. And, of course, War Council is an egalitarian, conscious, creative panel of incredible individuals. We discuss things that hit the public sphere, current events, relationships, and the like. And this Tuesday is no different. We will be talking about dating with kids. Does have kids disqualify you from having a true relationship? What happens if your baby daddy is dissatisfied with your new mate? How do you blend different families? And when dating someone who has children, do you provide for the kids just because you're dating the mate? There are so many questions that we want to answer during the course of this podcast here on Epiphany Radio Universe of Real Entertainment Network. You can call in 319-527-6300, press 1 to be heard. It is going to be a terse discussion with a scintillating thing of R&B in the background. It's going to be super dope. You should be there. We'll be there. And we're going to take this conversation to the hilt. Here, take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Baby. All right, my brother, get you on over to that Get Down Dance. I'm looking forward to that show. I cannot wait. Stick around, enjoy the rest of the show, and go over there and do the Huckabuck. Not the hustle, but the Huckabuck.
Wow. Wow.
The Huckabuck.
I'm not messing with you.
Wait. You got to do that.
Yeah. Baby. Take your socks off. At Epiphany Radio, I am for real the poet Douglas. And we will kiss life together. We will travel from sea to sea, coast to coast. Let me stop. He going to get me.
Yeah. Nah, he's going to
get
me.
Wow.
Yeah, listen.
I'm a miss you.
He's going to fire people. I'm just going to say I'm glad this time I ain't going to be the one getting fired.
Right.
You can go get fired first. I'm just going to be like, I don't know what happened. I was over there. I started, but I was celebrating.
Right.
It was a celebration.
Right. Right.
Tomorrow, making a post, and the whole post is going to be, it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Wildly.
Hey, man, Javi, thank you, brother. We appreciate you, man. Get on over there on that dance floor, man, so we can keep this party going. One love, right. One mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mojave. Check him out this coming Tuesday. Ooh, man, we're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic, J-Rob, the wise son, we got our good brother O. Hey, what's going on, brother O?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Tonight's a great night, brother. How are you?
Doing good, man.
I'm
how
good.
You doing?
I'm doing well. Thank
you. My man.
It's great to hear you, brother.
Brother
great to
Oak.
Hear you.
Welcome to the Get Down, big bro. Welcome to the Get Down. Listen.
Thank you.
Listen. Tonight, Van and myself got a question for you, bro. And the question we have is, where's the one place in this world you would love to go for poetic inspiration? Whatever that answer is, please do me a Van a favor. Get on down.
Thank you. If I had poetic inspiration, that would be it's a place that I went to before, but I haven't been back in a while. That would be Las Vegas on the Strip, and just see all the tourists and all the fine women in Vegas, or in the country Brazil. So I think that this piece would fit both of those requirements. My dear brothers and sisters, I swear on a stack of Bibles, some of these females are persistent in their pursuits of getting my attention and affection, and won't quit until I'm in their clutches. I'm comparing it to Steve Urkel chasing after Laura Winslow on Family Matters. See, I was a very shy brother and a nerd who couldn't get a girl to go out on a date with me. Even if I was dressed up in a suit, a tie complete with alligator shoes, and wearing body transcendent body oils. See, I was that guy that always got the cold shoulder every time. Today, this story has a completely different outcome nearly 30 years later. Females are fighting for my attention, and I can't keep them off me now. See, I'm more interested in knowing a woman as a friend first before I even consider the possibility of pursuing a relationship with her. Truth be told, I'm not a brother who thrives on seeking attention wherever I am. Wherever I am, the majority of women that I meet and encounter very respectful human beings who recognize me as a real man. See, there's nothing wrong with having friends of opposite sex as long as they respect my boundaries. Majority of women that I meet and encounter are real women. I truly appreciate that I'm capable of attracting all types of females with my down-to-earth personality, good looks, and intelligence. And occasionally, I may get attention from sisters from other persuasions. I respect their bonds, and I'll treat them with equal respect that I'll respect from them in return. And there are some women who are persistent and just won't quit. Yes, I've encountered stalker before. It's all part of the territory when you're a well-known brother who is treated like a celebrity in the poetry community. And a brother was on the cusp of experiencing overflow blessings. These females are driven by their raging hormones and search for my pheromones. Now, I understand why many women are attracted to me. There's something about a man who has a relationship with God that gives off a unique aroma. I got that great sex appeal that drives some women to drop subtle hints with their touches and kisses on the forehead or cheek. I got the mental acumen to stimulate their minds with a great conversation without even touching them. I have that look in my eyes that draws women in like magic as I look at my own reflection. And I got the youthful exuberance of brothers 10 and 20 years my junior. I don't blame the sisters for their persistence, though. I get a huge kick out of it because I know I got it going on. I'm that diamond that every woman wants to get their hands on. What they don't realize is I'm not meant to be handled by just anybody. And I'm not designed to be with every woman on the planet either. So I'm these women out here. Wherever I go, ask me out for dates and invite me out to their party. They kiss me on the cheek and the lips. They try to touch me all over my body, trying to arouse me. They want me to come over and keep them company at the hotel rooms. They want me to spend the night with them. They send me explicit text messages, sexting. They want me to have sex with them for as many times as I can handle. I kindly decline their advances through the discipline of myself not to give in to my fleshy desires, turning the other way while breathing a huge sigh of relief. More or less in this poem is cool for me to have female admirers. Yeah, I know not to cross the line certain situations and maintain my boundaries and avoid certain situations that would cause me to be tempted and avoid certain situations that will ruin me, like Boston Celtics head coach Ime Udoka when he cheated on me along with one of his staff members. That's that piece.
My man. Go ahead, Wise.
I really enjoy the dexterity and creativity of this piece. I'm smiling hard because I'm like, I hear it from taking it, and I love it, and I love it, and I love it. Salute, King. I love this.
And no problem.
What you think you mean?
Hey, man. This is a brilliant piece as well. Brother O, the way that you came through here, man, talking about, you know, the islands, Brazil. Did I hear you say Brazil? Not the islands, but Brazil, right?
Yeah, it's a country, Brazil.
Yeah.
Originally in Brazil or something, or Vegas on the Strip.
And Vegas on the Strip, yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, man. And then you close this piece talking about today's current event with Nia Long and the coach, you know, or whatever the coach
Boston
is.
Celtics.
She's dating. Yeah.
He made you dope of the Celtics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, man, this was a dope piece, man. You came through here, man, just like I expected you to, man, and just did your thing, man, and really put everything into perspective for us, man. So we definitely appreciate you
right.
And this piece.
Yeah, this
right.
This piece is a
thank
vibe by itself.
It.
I dig this.
Yeah, without question. All right, brother, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so you can stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Man, brother O came through and did his thing, man. The Vegas Strip,
oh,
Brazil.
Absolutely, the Vegas Strip, Brazil. Yeah,
man.
Love
that's
it.
What's up. That's what's up. Let's keep this party going, man. Let's keep this party going. Next up on the Get Down, we got Small House of Poetry on Just Jay in the building. What's good with you, Just Jay?
Hey, man. How y'all doing tonight, bro?
Doing great.
What's
brother.
Up, Jay?
Jay Rofsky.
This guy here.
I'm off the wall.
Good
bonkers
with you,
bro. Tonight, man. Man, I have a feature coming up, man, and I have a piece I want y'all to listen to. And I want y'all to give me a critique on it. Speed, cadence, whatever that y'all see that can tweak it a little bit. I want y'all to do that for me if y'all would.
Hey, man, we don't
even the
we
words.
Don't do that on the we don't do that on the Get Down, man. We don't do that.
No. Well, cool. Let me go ahead and go into the piece.
I'm just playing.
I was about
well,
to
brother,
go just
you,
to the piece
you,
too, man.
since you came in here, brother, we got a topic tonight, bro. I don't know if your piece fit the topic, but we want to know, man, where is that one place in the world you would love to go for poetic inspiration? And then go ahead and get down.
Yes, sir. My piece speak right to that. The other day, I walked through the mountains in my mind and trekked under the heights and slid into the valleys. Intrepidly walked into a cave, braving the shrill of bats and the fields of sliminess from both the multi and the no-legged varieties, and I emerged wiser. I walked down to the shore to wash myself in the bluer-than-blue sea, inhaling of this beauty. I dove into the waters, searched the depths for long-lost treasure, not easily brought up, even when found. But at the end of my trials, I managed to pull another chest back into the cave. Next, I went to my woods, where I pulled my machete, chopping through the vegetation of wilderness unkept, hacking and slashing, till I reached the clearing, where I sat at the great fallen cedar, staring into the eyes of a bear, an eagle, and a rat, while being jeered at by a hyena and a jellyfish with a spine. I grew wary of this gang, so I left to go walk poolside of my oasis of refreshment, taking in its delights of food, drink, love, and procrastination. Now full, I closed my eyes and another day walked by, just for me to awaken, plummeting from a towering cumulonimbus to look like Everest only in the sky. I am falling, 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 but I am not afraid, because I see a sea of cool night sand rushing to meet me. I also see a table, a chair, and an umbrella, and 1 liter of water, of which I did not partake, because I knew this was a trap. So I sat there in the chair, at the table, with a cloth canopy for cover, and I stared, scanning the distance. As the horizon's edge started to glow from the sun, and its radiant effects has already started licking the water from my body, trying to find a way to dry my bones and my will. And I know that if I walk my line straight as an arrow, right towards the heart of the sun, I might just live. And this is all I remember of this day. Exhausted and roasted, I walked to the edge of this oven to plant my face in the cool meadow of tall grass, being refreshed by the giant drops of dew. And they all reflect the moon's light, glowing the way to quench my thirst. And like an animal, I lapped. And the water burned so good, searing my swollen tongue. It felt like razor blades as the water cuts past through my collapsed throat. And I could feel my healing commence, being serenaded by the creatures of the night. For they seen me from far off when heat was dredging through white-hot sands, heated by the big ball of fire, till I was driven mad, walking in circles like a man drunk from cheap wines, because self-fermentation is the only thing heat offers to dying men. Madness, the madness to not understand that they are at their end. But I lay here breathing, cooling, and rejuvenating in this meadow. But now I must awaken to leave. And I attest to all these things said in this poem are true, because this was an inception of my mind. Poem.
Yo. Okay. Okay. Just J.
Yeah.
The content of the piece was very interesting, right? You definitely took us on a journey within the piece. I was trying to figure out where were you going for the poetic inspiration in the piece. You was all over the place, everywhere, at the same time. But
everybody used to do that in the beginning, but it was more chaotic.
Right. but it worked in the piece though. It worked in the piece, so that was fine. And as far as your cadence, your delivery, hey, it'll be whatever you want it to be. And it, I had no problem with the cadence or the delivery of the piece. I thought it was you know, your cadence was great, delivery was great. You weren't going too fast. You was actually slowed down enough to make sure that everybody heard every syllable. So I enjoyed the piece. Why, son?
Bro, what is the inspiration for this piece?
I had to write a piece about myself, and I normally don't write pieces about myself. Each one of these areas that I had went into, these were different mind states.
Gotcha.
Walk in the desert. Yeah, you know, walk in the desert, you're totally by yourself. You don't see anything. That was alone solitude. Oasis is a place of refreshment. You know, that could be a lollygag and doing something that I want to do or what may have you.
Gotcha.
You know, falling through the sky, that's being out of control. You know, but even when I was out of control, since this was in my mind, I said, you know, all right, I'm falling. All right, cool. But I see a table, this, that, and the other. And I transitioned him from falling, myself from falling, to just sitting in the chair right there.
Okay. I could dig where you took this then. Because like Van said, it took it in another direction, then it sped up and went somewhere different. And then I was like, okay, I've seen where he's going. I dig the cadence.
Thanks.
I dig the cadence because you was a nice and slow with it, because you gave people an opportunity to digest it real quick as you was sliding into the next phase of it. So with that being said, now I get it. And with that, I'm digging this. And so
cool.
I had to ask
cool.
that question because I didn't want to make any assumptions. So I was like, okay, cool. The only thing I would suggest, and I understood why you did it here, speed up just a tiny bit.
No,
time your pauses.
No. Time pauses, yes. Speed up, no.
Well, here's why.
But we could talk about that back channel. We could talk about that back channel. Just Jay. The three of us.
What's time pause?
We could talk about that back channel.
Before I get out of here.
We'll do that back channel.
We'll do that back channel. Definitely sounds good. But just Jay, let everybody know where you're going to be for your feature. Nah, man, let everybody know where you're going to be at. We can't just let you go just like that. You say you got a feature. We want to support. So let everybody know where you're going to be at.
We want to support.
This is a five deadly poetic disciplines. I have five pieces to do. Lizard, snake, scorpion, toad. And each one has
centipede.
A different poetic.
Centipede,
yes.
That's your number one. He's
number
one. He's number one.
Or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Centipede's number one.
But yeah,
number
man.
Two, Scorpion 3, Lizard 4, Toad 5. One of my favorite movies.
Man, I got to watch it again before I go and do this thing.
You did not know you talking to the Kung Fu junkie over here?
Man, he ain't had no clue.
Mr. Saturday Night Kung Fu. I got
yeah,
a piece I'm doing for that on that night. It says Saturday is Karate Day.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. Well, make sure you post that information in the event page, brother. We'd love to support you, man.
Hey, appreciate y'all,
yes,
man. Y'all stay up. Y'all have a rocking show.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you, big bro.
Love, one mic.
Be easy.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our brother Just Jay coming through, landed on, giving us his perspective. We're going to keep this party going, man. We're going to keep this party going. Next up, we got our West Coast Go-Go brother, Sincere, is on the mic. What's good with you, bro?
Sincere?
323?
Yeah,
the
first
night that. Maybe not, Sincere. Hey, 323, who's on the mic?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you call me Tony Chip, man. What's up?
Who do we have who's on the mic? My name is Urban Voodoo.
Oh, Voodoo. What's good?
What's
welcome
up,
back,
King?
Bro.
Ain't nothing to it, man. You caught me eating some chips. Wait a second. How y'all doing tonight?
All right.
Doing great, brother. How
tonight's
you doing?
Tonight's a good night, man.
Yeah, man. I've been having a good one. You know, right on. Find the weather. It's good. You know what I mean? Can't complain at all. If I could just get into this piece.
Well, before you get into the piece, brother, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Before you get into the piece, the question that we have for you, excuse me, where's the one place on earth that you would love to go to for your poetic inspiration? With that being said, go ahead and get on down with your piece.
Morocco, or Timbuktu, between the two of those. Yes, sir.
My man.
I would love to see the Atlas Mountains. You know? But that's where I like to be.
Absolutely.
Y'all hear me still?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the mic is yours, brother. Go ahead and get on down.
Long gone are the days of boogie nights. Our 5 minutes of funk no longer move the groovers. We no longer bust windmills on portable tile surfaces for onlookers loitering on the corner. The DJ no longer scratches his hands are now shackled to auto-tunes, Pro Tools with audacity. We've been acid-washed like a pair of jeans decorating the hips of some chick high off promethazine. Our music is now a psychotropic drug. Our queen, once sacred, stripped naked in the raining, vulnerable to the appeal of tens and twenties thrill. She's been on her hands and knees, scraping up dollar bills, yet you wonder how she'd stoop so low. She's vulnerable, derobed like a victim of rape. The MC now leans on the microphone, almost sleeping, pretending to freestyle, knowing he ain't free, nodding off as if he can come back from his life of triumph. When juxtaposed to the old school, these new dudes don't seem to fit, and most of what they have to say is counterfeit. No one believes that shit, but they keep on promoting it. Most of them have failed to understand that no matter what you do, all that clout you chasing, my nigga, you'll never fit. We've been gangsters since day one, only hang out with day ones, and most of y'all don't know nothing because all you do is talk about guns. It's a shame. You don't even understand the game. Inform.
Yo.
That's definitely a conversation to have with the community.
Yeah. Hey, man, this
I
piece.
Like
I'm going to tell you what this piece reminds me of, man. Tell you what this piece reminds me of. I was watching a clip today, just today, where we're talking about OGs and what are the OGs teaching the guys today. And the guy said, man, they ain't teaching us nothing but about all the women that they done slept with. And see, back when I was coming up, OGs used to put us hip to game to make sure that we don't get caught up in the same stuff that they was getting caught up in. And that's exactly what this piece reminds me of, man. So I appreciate this piece, man. I appreciate you for dropping this tonight, my brother. I really do.
Yeah. I feel the exact same way. This is a piece.
Hey.
That an older cat is spitting to some young cats that's on the block. And he's like, hey, listen, I want y'all to be safe, but let me tell y'all something about what y'all doing. And then he spits this piece. And right after he's been spitting this piece, he looks at all them young cats, and he's like, y'all be safe. I'm going to holler at you later. And they say, good night, OG. I'll talk to you.
Right.
And they're like, yo, you heard what that man said? And then they start shifting their behavior after hearing the older brother spit this to them. So that's, for me, why I enjoy this piece so much.
Well, I appreciate it, bro. That's how I see it, man. Spread love. It'll eventually catch up to you.
Amen.
Appreciate you, too.
Yes, sir.
All right, bro. We'll get you on over to the dance floor, man. Stick around, man. Enjoy the rest of the show,
nice.
My brother.
Yes, sir. I'll catch as much of it as I can.
All right, my brother. Appreciate
Excellent.
You. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the dance floor, Peace King, Urban Voodoo coming through, man. Just dropping it, bro. Man, just, whew, man. That brother right there, bro.
Exactly.
Next up on the mic, man. Actually, hold on. Let me do this real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, you have approximately just under 2 minutes to get in. Dialing 319-527-6300 if you're listening in online and you desire to hear the remainder of the show. Because once the 11 o'clock hour hits, you will be cut off of the live online stream. So I'd advise you to dial in quick, 319-527-6300, and press that 1. But we're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic, J-Rob, we got our good brother Jay Walker's in the building. What's good with you, bro?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's good,
you
big bro?
Oh, man, you know, life.
Nice.
Life, say that again.
You know,
nice.
But we got to live it. We can't let it control us, bro. We got to live it. No controlling, just living. We got to control it.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey. It is. That's what it's about, man. That's what it's about, man. Just taking it one breath at a time, man, you know. Sometimes we take those each breath for granted. We don't ever know when it's our last.
Yes, sir.
So,
Absolutely.
I saw a post where a sister says the most disrespectful thing a person could ever do is believe that they have tomorrow, when right now is the perfect opportunity to follow your dreams.
Mm.
Damn.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like our grandparents always told us, tomorrow ain't promised. Mm.
Hey.
So,
and that's what it is. That's what it is, man. So every day, man, you get to. Every day you get to wake up, man, think about it, man. Every day you get to wake up, that's another day you get a chance to say amen.
Yes, sir.
You ain't ever lying.
Yes, sir, without question.
So we take that for what that is, man. We get so caught up in life, man. We don't ever sometimes, man, sit back and just say thank you, man, for seeing another day.
Amen,
we're so busy worrying about that next move. You know, you got a born date, you got an expiration date. How you live your life in between, you know, make it count for something.
Sir, make it count for something. Indeed.
Exactly.
Indeed.
Exactly. That's why I appreciate Jay Rob's poem the other day, man. Yesterday, man, that little piece you put out, man, everywhere it counted. You made every word count.
Yeah, man.
You appreciated everybody that put words on paper. You appreciate everybody that recite. You appreciate everybody that listened to what we write and what we recite. And man, every word counted. I appreciate that.
Thank you, man. That piece has been in the making for a minute, and I didn't mean it to be a spoken word piece, just like a posted message to everybody in my circle who I have exceptional love for. And I'm like, if you're in my circle, you're here for a reason. And the one thing that a lot of us have in common in my circle is we all enjoy helping people, inspiring people, whether it's the youth, if it's the elderly or what have you. We like touching people, whether you're in the poetry community or if you're in my fraternity community. In my other communities, we all enjoy being able to touch people. And the overwhelming majority of the people are humble about it. So when we have these talks, Jay and Van and Javi and For Real, all of you brothers inspire me. The ladies who tune in, y'all inspire me. So my message was to say thank you to everybody who inspires me, and let's continue to inspire other people. And you're in that conversation, Jay. You're a definite part of that conversation.
Hey, man. Like I said, I, I appreciate it, man. You know, I appreciate your brothers, man, for every word of encouragement, man.
I appreciate you too, bro.
Every word of, you know, just upliftment, man. You know, you know, people don't have to uplift other people, man. That's the thing. You know what I mean? Being sincere, being generous, man. That's free, man, and that. But it's worth so much.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. So, without question, bro.
You know,
without,
I mean, you know what? We carry on like this every week, man. We could do this all day long, man.
Yes, sir. You already
without
know.
Without question.
You already know. Amen. But tonight, man.
All day long.
Tonight, man, we're talking about that one place in the world where you would love to go for poetic inspiration. Go ahead and get on down.
That one place. All right, let's get it in. So if I would have to say that one place that I would go to for inspiration, I always really think about my roots, I'd always go back to my family tree. I would always go back to those that came before me in my family. And this piece is called Strong Roots. I'm going to post-date this letter to myself and then carry on. Just in case I lose myself, this letter will be the GPS to find me later on. I'm writing this in Braille in the middle of a thunderstorm, just in case a distant relative stumble across this, they can feel the shit that I'm on. Hellfire. I was born with the spirit of a dragon. And my pen spits fire. You can see the trail of flames that I left on every lane of this piece of paper that I'm dragging on. I never worry about the things that I owe, because if I wrote to get paid, no one would ever hear the untold stories that were never sold. Pulling these words deep up out the church aisles, trying to move heaven and earth just like a church choir. I'm Southern made, so when I talk, you can hear them dusty roads. Backwood bread, yet I'm still solid, like the concrete that burnt the rose. When I lost my mother, I lost a piece of myself. It's like I was sitting in a dungeon of the sunken place. Appraising my worth, scratching through the halls and stretching through the walls of this coffin with every tooth and nail. Searching for the pearly gates from the grips of hell. Finally reading this letter that was written so many years ago. Making me a better man than I was before. That's my piece.
Damn.
Wow.
This piece spoke volumes. It speaks absolute volumes. And this is a well taken journey, if you will. Looking at the entire totality of exactly what you were saying in this piece. Damn, I wish we had more time because I let you spit that shit again. I like this.
Right. Right.
I like this a lot.
That part.
Van Meadows.
Hey, man, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly, man. This piece was one that spoke volumes. And, you know, I was upset that it was a little short. Man, I wanted you to keep on diving in. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. That's how I felt about this piece, man. I was like, man, go ahead, man. Just keep diving in. Keep digging away. Keep saying what needs to be heard. You know what I'm saying? So this was a dynamic piece, bro. Your pen is wicked, man. Just wicked, man. Wicked, man.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I'm cut from that cloth of you brothers, man. So, you know, when I write, I definitely write, man, with you guys on spirit. You guys,
mm-hmm.
You guys are definitely a part of my pen. So, you know, When I write, man, we write.
Amen, brother.
Absolutely.
Amen, brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, good brother, now it's time. Now that you have demonstrated your lyrical, your penmanship, it's time for you to get out there and show them what them legs can do on that dance floor, brother. You ready? You ready for that?
Hey, man, you know, I listen to a lot of MF Doom. MF Doom said something a long time ago, man. He said that, they should give him his own dance, you know, something like the Funky Worm. So I think I'm going to go over that,
my man.
You know?
That's what I'm talking about, brother. Well, get on over that, man, and get that Funky Worm in.
Hey,
ladies
peace,
and gentlemen,
man. One love, Mike,
my brother. Our good brother Jay Walk on his way, man. Hey, man, that brother's so dope, man. I'm glad he come through, man. His pen is fire,
I
man.
Appreciate when that cat stops by, man, because it's it's a great look when he comes through.
Indeed it is, man.
It's an absolute great look.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this. If you're still hearing my voice, congratulations. You made it into the overtime segment. We're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic, J-Rob, the wise son. We got area code 919. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Good evening, 919. I am.
Hello?
Yes.
Who's speaking?
Yes, this is Granville.
Oh, Granville. What's up, my brother?
Granville, what's up, man?
It's been a while.
It has been a while. Good brother, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. All is well. All is well. Give thanks for life. Health and strength.
My
nice.
Man. Absolutely.
Very good.
Good to hear you, brother.
Yeah.
Why, son? Let my
it's
brother
very
know
good
what's
to
going
hear
on.
Granville.
Yes, sir.
Listen, Van Meadows and I have a question for you.
Yes.
And the question is, where in the world, where's the one place in the world you would love to go for poetic inspiration? And wherever that poem place happens to be, we want you to go ahead and get on down and tell us exactly what it is.
For inspiration. For inspiration or to perform. Inspiration. Hello?
Yes, sir. Where's the one place on earth you would love to be for poetic inspiration?
Back home in the islands.
Then spit that piece, brother, and get on down.
Okay, I got you. Call the watcher. I am the watcher. They think that I do not see. But vigilance becomes me. The vigil is mine to keep. It is my watch. And I watch and I see. Even when I am not looking, I see. For the vigil whispers, their guiltiness betrays them, and they lay bare before me. I see. At this observatory post, I stand, keeping watch. Fate has led me here. I see the travail of men on their daily march, driven by the scheme of things, their hope lacking, their fears multiply. There they stand in the valley of division. Tomorrow, the illusion. Tomorrow, days goes into evening, then the night, and the process repeats itself. Magnificence or madness, the endless query, as it is both, like the ocean rushing to the shore, retreat only to return again and again. We are being played by the artificer of time, whom our folly amuses. It amuses us. We find humor here, else the madness would be rampant. But art imitates life, so I write as I observe, if only to shed some light on the dark, the madness, and help us understand our follies. So I write, and is bound to this irretrievably. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Man, Granville, you certainly came through with this, man. I mean, the islands, you know, who can understand our folly? You talked about in this piece. Hey, man, your roots was peace, man. And I love this piece, brother. I really love this piece, man.
Thank you.
The way that you put yourself into it. It's good to hear you back on the mic, King. It's good to hear you back on the mic, Wise Son.
First and foremost, let me echo what Van Metals just stated. It is absolutely fantastic to hear you once again, my brother. Thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to stop by to Get Down. Secondly, this piece is everything I expected from someone going back to the islands and telling us exactly what we need to hear. And this piece was every bit of that and then some. I thank you. I thank you. My brother, I thank you.
I truly appreciate it, my brother, for your kind words. Appreciate it. Well appreciated,
yes, sir.
We appreciate you, my brother. Appreciate you.
Indeed.
Now we're gonna switch up the music out there on the dance floor, Granville, because the DJ said it's time to get some island music going, man. So get on over there, stick around, enjoy the remainder of the show, my brother. One love,
yes,
one mic.
Yes, sir. One love, one mic.
One love and one mic, brother.
Man, that brother, man. It's good to hear him back on the mic, man. Good to hear him back.
It's been
back
a minute, bro.
Absolutely.
Glad he came back to us.
For sure.
So
for
talk
sure.
To me, brother. Who might we have next?
That's it, man. That was the last song, man. We're going home tomorrow, man. We're going home. Who could tell me what that's from? Somebody inbox me and tell me where that's from. If you know where that's from, let me know. Inbox me and let me know. But let me give you the Epiphany lineup for the week. Join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Renaissance Poetry with their host Keith Eric and Kimbrella Renee. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be, I believe she's going to do Poetic Therapy with La Perola Negra. Sunday night, the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration Paul Sampson and Alonzo. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, you heard Mojave. You heard him. War Council. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be one to remember. Wednesday night will be in the Erotic Love Zone, Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. And then next Thursday, y'all, guess what? J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic, will be right back for another edition of the Get Down. So we got what you want. 7 days a week, Radio has something for everybody. Something for everybody. Now, Wise Son,
you got what you
we will
want.
Start with last
yes, sir.
Words for you. We will start with last words with you, my brother. Talk to the people.
First and foremost, poets, thank you. Thank you for bringing your talent. Thank you for bringing your time. Thank you for bringing what you bring poetically to the Get Down. This show couldn't be what it's supposed to be without any of you. And I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart to my co-host. It goes without question how much I love you, bro. And you messed my head up with the beginning.
We even got a Cynthia in common. We'll talk about that later. But the fact of the matter is, bro, I wouldn't have this any other way, man. And to be able to do this with you week in and week out is one of the most awesome things on earth. I love you, bro. Can't wait till next week. Let's do it all over again. Let's get on down, bro.
Absolutely, my brother. I love you more, bro. And there's nothing you could do about it, man. Nothing you could do about it.
That part. That part.
You know, you messed me up equally as well with your piece in the beginning of the show. Got me all emotional, bro. But to say the least, I can't do this kind of show without you, bro. I really can't. I mean, you know, every opportunity I've had to do it without you, the Poetry God shut it down, bro. Y'all, some of y'all remember those shows. Power went out. Internet went out. Blog Talk just wouldn't let us sign on. I was like, you know what? I'll wait for J-Rob to come back. It's all good. But my brother, I salute you, man. You're a hell of a poet. An even more phenomenal brother. And like I said, man, I love you, man. And to the listeners, the poets, the callers, hey, man, listen, we do not take for granted your time when you come to the Get Down to come hang out with us and spend every bit of 2+ hours with us, sharing yourselves with us through your poetry, through the people that you are, through your inspiration, just through the wholesomeness of you hanging out with us. Hey, man, y'all took us on a journey tonight. Y'all took us to places that some of us, only our minds can go. And for you, for that, we are honored and humbled, and we thank you. Because without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. We would not be here if it weren't for you. I mean, me and J-Rob could probably sit here for like 2 hours and just talk amongst ourselves. And, you know, we're going to do that one show. Not on the Get Down, but we're going to do that on one show. Me and J-Rob just going to sit and talk for a few hours. I know we could do it. But that's not what we're here for on Thursday nights. We here to hear from you, hear your craft, hear what the topic has inspired in your pen, and in turn inspire us. Because, man, this has been some great poetry here this evening.
Exceptional.
We salute you. We salute you.
Indeed.
To our CEO, we're going to give it back to him for giving us this platform, Epiphany Radio, to be able to do life together, poetry, hang out, and have a real, real good time. And hopefully something was said here tonight, some poetry was spit here tonight that makes him feel good about still being a part of this platform. So join us tomorrow night, Renaissance Poetry, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time start. One love, one mic. Remember, take your socks off. Baby, baby, peace.
Peace.